This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Venezuela's leadership has to realize the people have spoken and they have forcefully rejected President Nicolas Maduro and his regime. While visiting Paraguay on Saturday, the top U.S. diplomat spoke with Voice of America about the U.S. approach to the South American country, which is in a leadership crisis.
It's the consensus of 54 nations worldwide that have banded together in recognition that the constitutional authority of the Venezuelan National Assembly and interim President Guaido are proper.
Pompeo called the election that Maduro claims to have won a sham election. He noted that 54 nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's true president. Earlier, Pompeo met with the president of Paraguay for a discussion focusing on Venezuela, human rights, transnational crime, and strengthening democracy in the region. Sudan has its third leader in as many days. Military interim leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman has promised protesters they'll soon have a civilian government after 3 decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
Burhan was sworn in on Saturday. He was the military's number 3, but is believed to be more ready to talk to the demonstrators. And protests claimed another high-profile scalp Saturday, Sudan's powerful intelligence chief Salah Gosh. Buoyed by success, protesters ignored an overnight curfew Ibn Auf attempted to impose. Sudan's protests have met violence. At least 16 people were killed by what police said were stray bullets at protests and sit-ins on Thursday and Friday.
And heavy gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese Defense Ministry on Saturday as well. This is VOA News.